This episode is brought to you by Revenus Social, here to take care of your social media marketing needs. Let's say you're a small business owner. You got lots of stuff to do. You got payroll, you've got overhead, you've got all types of things that you got to pay attention to. You run a restaurant, somebody's complaining about their soup and it's how it's not cold enough. They ordered hot soup, but it's not cold enough. I don't know how that makes sense, but sometimes it happens. You need somebody to market you on social media and you don't have time for that. So what do? You call Revenus Social. They keep you social on social media. They recreate all of the content, all of the copy, everything that you need. They're there for you. They're available 24/7. You call them, say, hey, I have something that I need to get out there right away. You go ahead and give them a call. They'll be able to take care of you within a moment's notice. 818-209-6550. Again, 818-209-6550. Revenus Social, keeping you social on social media.
Buen día, and welcome to the Maker Muse podcast, the place where child-free, Spanglish-speaking mujeres fuertes are inspired to find their confidence, su confianza, through creativity. I'm Paulette Arado, the Maker Muse. Hey, hola, mi amiga. Yes, the podcast is still on hiatus, pero te prometí mini episodes during this downtime. So here's one. It's football season here in the U.S., which means I'm spending my Thursday nights, probably all day Sunday, and Monday nights on the couch, drinking a few beers, watching some games. Oh yeah, and Saturdays too, when UCLA is playing. And we're doing really good this season. Go Bruins! So what do all of these games have in common? It's the celebrations that the players have on the field after each and every play. Even if you have no idea what's going on during the game, you'll see these high fives and these helmet smacks happen at the end of every play. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Why that's happening and why you should do it too. And yes, I did do a longer episode about this already. I feel so strongly about this topic that I'm covering it again. And then you can go back and listen to episode 4 after this if you want. Like a lot of these mini episodes, this was a live training done in my Facebook group, which is also on pause for the time being. So it might sound a little rough. I hope you enjoy. Let's talk about progress, celebrating wins. I talk about this a lot, and I've done an episode on this. And the reason I want to talk about this is because it's football season again, and I was sitting there watching football, as I do, because I love football, and just realized how funny this game is. And I'm going to give you, if you don't watch football or don't care, that's okay. I'm going to explain the rules to you. I'm going to explain the objective of the game to you very quickly and then use that as an illustration of why this is important. We're talking American football. So there's two end zones. There's 100 yards in between them. And there are two teams. One team is trying to get in the end zone and the other team is trying to keep them from getting in the end zone. And the goal is to move the ball 10 yards. So 1/10 of the field is the entire goal every time they have the ball. The team with the ball is trying to get into the end zone by moving only 10 yards at a time. And they get 4 tries to do that. So the stretch goal is just get it all the way in the end zone the first time. But because you have 11 people trying to keep you from doing that, you're only trying to get at least 10 yards. And because we're talking about very large people and very, you know, at the top of their game players, that is very hard to do. It is very hard to do. So the moment they move those 10 yards, and if they do it in less than 4 tries, they are so excited. Even if they only move a couple of inches forward, they're so excited. The person who was able to move the ball any increment is patted on the ass. They're like hitting each other's helmets and they're like, yeah, let's do it again. If you watch any game on Sunday, you will see this kind of behavior. The other team, anytime they stop the ball before it reaches that 10-yard line, the mark, you know, that would be a first down. If they can keep that from happening, if they can keep the team from moving 10 yards, they've done their job. They've done their job. If they can manage to push the team backwards so that now they have to go further than 10 yards, that's a motherfucking win for them. And when they are able to do that, when they are able to stop the ball from advancing any amount, I'm talking 10 yards, 3 yards, a few inches, they themselves will then smack helmets and hit asses and, you know, do the thing. And these are all little celebrations happening on the field. For the smallest amount of progress, or if you're the defense, keeping them from making any progress. So if you're the team with the ball, you're trying to just go 10 yards. It doesn't sound like a lot. If you're in the gym and you lift 10 pounds, then you're like, maybe I can lift 20. 10 doesn't sound like that big of a deal. But the truth of the matter is that it is. 10 pounds is half of 20 pounds. So if you're going to double the amount of weight you're going to lift from one day to the next, that's a big deal. When you take your first steps in life, that is such a tremendous deal for the people who were trying to teach you how to walk, that they clap, they cheer, they do the same thing that football players on the field, when they manage to advance just 10 yards, do they celebrate. Why is that? Why do we celebrate our wins? You know why. You know why it's important to celebrate your wins. Because every time you see an advancement in progress, no matter how small it is, 1 yard, 3 yards, 10 yards, all the way into the end zone, you need to celebrate the fact that you have progressed so that you can continue progressing, so that you believe you will get into that end zone, so you will win that game. And if these football players did not believe that they were capable of winning the game, why would they be out on the field? Sometimes, just like in any sport, there's a huge mismatch between the very good team and the not so good team. So you just expect that one team is going to win and the other is going to lose. But the team that's destined to lose doesn't ever play like they're not going to win. They have to believe they're going to win. So they will celebrate every inch of progress. Every tiny step closer to that end zone is progress. And if you make it those 10 yards before you run out of those 4 tries, you get 4 more tries. It's like a reset. Now, you're exhausted. You're sweating. You're like, well, let's do it all again. And they're committed to that. And we're just talking about a game. This is a game that grown men play, but it's a great illustration of why it's so important to celebrate tiny pieces of victories. You know, at the end of the game, there's a winner and there's a loser. But that's just what the fans see. Every single person on that field, regardless of whether or not their team won, has stats that they made. They have metrics that they are measured against individually, regardless of the win-loss record. You know, like a quarterback, they measure how far he threw. And even the losing quarterback can still have more yards thrown. That's important for ranking who the better quarterbacks are. You know, you may have heard of this dude called Tom Brady. He's won more Super Bowls than anybody in the entire existence of football. He and his team have won these Super Bowls, but he isn't always the most valuable player of the league. Most of the time, that honor goes to not the best quarterback of all time. If you compare them to Brady, you know, if Brady's the one playing 20 games a season, getting his body rocked and still leading his team to victory, that's amazing. But there are other dudes on the field that have the same job who are throwing for longer distances. And those dudes are winning awards, not the dude winning the Super Bowl. So that's another thing, that even if you don't make it into your end zone, you know, if you don't make it all the way to your goal, your stretch goal, you still made some progress. You still advanced in your field, in your abilities, in your skills. You don't have to be the Tom Brady, the ultimate winner of all the games. You have to make sure that the metrics that matter for you, the skill development that matters for you, is also improving. So I want you to think about that. How can I, as I am working towards my goals, working towards improving myself, what can I look at and celebrate as the progress towards them. Remember, the ultimate objective, your stretch goal, is to get into the end zone. But on the way there, you get 4 tries to move 1/10 of the field. And every single step of progress towards those 10 yards, that 1/10 of the field, is an opportunity to celebrate advancement and progress. Okay? That is one of my favorite analogies to talk about progress and celebrating wins, because I see it on my TV all the time. If you would like me to relate this to a different sport or a different realm completely, let me know. I really want to explore it. This one's easy for me because I love football. I play fantasy football, which means that those players' stats, regardless of their win-loss record, are more important to me and the money I'm betting on my team than whether or not ultimately the team wins. And this is really great if you don't understand football, because it's a really great way to learn it. And if you don't have a football team, even better. I have 2 teams, so that's not my issue. Anyway, I want to wish you all a wonderful day. Stay hydrated. And if you have any questions, let me know. In the meantime, that's a burrito. Want to talk about this week's episode? Feel free to DM me on Instagram. My info is always in the show notes. And if you're looking to be a guest in the future for the Maker Muse podcast, check out the guest form on my website at themakermuse.co. Yes, themakermuse.co. It's also linked in the show notes. And hey, muchísimas gracias for listening to another episode of the Maker Muse podcast. Are you subscribed? If not, now would be a great time to do that. New episodes come out every Tuesday. I'm on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you listen. And then can I ask you a favor? Could you please tell all of your friends and family about it, sus amigas, su familia? Because if you love it, they probably will too. And I'd really appreciate it if you could rate and review it wherever you're listening right now. Hasta la próxima.